Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug with you again this morning. Hope your day is going well. Hope you're not sitting in the eye doctor's office this morning, having them look at your retinas after they were burnt out yesterday from looking at the sun during the solar eclipse. Anyway, I know I didn't mention anything about that yesterday, and actually completely forgot about it yesterday morning until yesterday afternoon as the chatter around campus is talking about, hey, we're going to all meet here for the solar eclipse. We've got glasses, we've got boxes, we've got things that we've made so that we can look at what's happening late yesterday afternoon. However, the cloud cover and the rain, and of course not being in an area that is going to be a 100% eclipse, made it a little bit disappointing. However, great visuals from NASA, by the way. So I was able to watch quite a bit of that on the internet on the NASA website. In any case, I know there are a lot of people that like to jump on the bandwagon every time something like this happens and says things like, oh, this is a sign of the end of times. This is a sign that Jesus is getting ready to come back. This is signs that we see in Matthew chapter 24. The cross between a 2023 eclipse and the 2024 eclipse, or whatever those years were, crosses in a town called Nineveh, and this is a sign. You know, I think we need to really back up a little bit before we start making comments to that regard, because when Jesus is talking about the end of time, when he's talking about his return, when he's talking about his coming for his church, these signs that he talks about, especially in Matthew 24, are signs that, in my opinion, are supernatural. It is bigger than what we would imagine of the occurrences that we see each and every day. And so I want us to be careful before we make proclamations as something being biblical and something going to happen, because it is biblical, that that could turn around and get egg on our face if we if we're wrong. So let me just caution you in that regard. Today we're not talking about, however, end of time, which, you know, every day is a day closer, folks. Today we're continuing in James chapter 3. Yesterday we talked about up through verse 8, and today we're going to talk verse 9 and 10, but I do want to read verse 8 again today from yesterday. So let's talk about this very briefly here, okay? James chapter 3, we will start in verse 8. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. For the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. All right, and we'll stop right there. Keep in mind, you know, it's very important that we watch what we say. We watch how we act. We watch how we treat other people each and every day. For this is saying that one day our tongues give praise and blessings to our Father in heaven, and the next day we curse those who are made in the likeness of him. How can we do that? Is that like a term that we would call a hypocrite, where we don't always act like we say that we believe? And we have to be careful, because this can destroy our witness. This can destroy our proclamation of being a believer, somebody who follows Christ, when we don't even do the things that he asks us to do and watch for the things that we stumble in. And in this case, I would believe it would be intentional, not just an accident. So this will give you something to talk about. We'll continue this discussion tomorrow. And so make sure that you join me again tomorrow. Think on these things. And as well, thank you for joining today. I don't think there's going to be another eclipse tomorrow. So hope you have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon. God bless. Bye-bye.